All right. Looking forward to the weekend here at KTOO. Artists Lily Hope and Deanna Lampe are here to sketch out the arts and entertainment happenings. Welcome to the show, Lily and Deanna. It's always awesome to have you here.
Thanks. Yeah. Good to be here.
Having a good time already.
I love your taste in music, Deanna.
Thank you.
Yep. Starting off with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire here.
You know, I picked this last night, and then this morning, Facebook reminded me that I had posted about this album 4 years ago. What do you know, right? And the whole thing about it was my two brothers worked at XIP in Excursion, and one of them worked in the cold storage freezer, and he said that this album played constantly all day. And the album only has 8 tracks, 39 minutes long. So can you imagine how many times they heard Shining Star? But, hey, what a great song to jam out while you're in the freezer, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, you two. It's first Friday, February.
It is.
Exciting.
How did that happen?
Already.
So fast. We're going to share some arts up from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Anything that we say or you want to know more about, you can go to jahc.org.
Right.
So what's happening, Deanna?
Oh, you want me to go first? I will go first. First off, Sacred Grounds is having a sing-off. It's a battle of strength, talent, skill, and will. The audience chooses the subject for the singers to construct a song, and the audience selects the winners. It's free. There are prizes tomorrow from 4 to 7, and I imagine that is the Sacred Grounds location down on Willoughby at the Andrew Hope Building.
All right. Sing-off.
Yeah.
Wow. Fun. What else is going on?
And over at the Alaska State Museum, the APK building, we have an artist talk with Sarah Tabbert. She's a Fairbanks-based printmaker and one of 8 artists selected for the Alaska State Museum's Solo Art Exhibition Series 2017 to 2020. And her exhibit, Lowland, features wood block prints and panels that reveal off-overlooked subjects and environments and utilizes new sculptural techniques. So for more info, 465-2901, that is 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday.
And we get to meet her on tomorrow's show.
Oh, fabulous.
As well, right here.
Here.
Look for that. Listen in.
Right here.
Super cool.
Pat Race is having a show of political cartoons at Alaska Robotics tomorrow. That's 220 Front Street. The work features work from the Midnight Sun political blog. And the show will also feature a preview of George Cuhar's new album on loop. The album comes out later this month. And people will know George from Playboy Spaceman and his popular birthday shows at the Rookery. So that's tomorrow only. But Pat's show is throughout the month.
And we will be lucky enough to have George playing live on the show a week from today.
What?
Yeah.
And you heard it here first, right?
That's right. You know what else is happening tomorrow, first Friday? Kindred Post is hosting me, Lily, as Chilcat Weaver in the space tomorrow to do a do-it-yourself hands-on free activity for all persons who come. Actually, only 100 of us will get to make one. They are a little labor-intensive, but we're going to make Chilcat fringe tassel, like, zipper pulls. So like the little fringe that hangs on the bottom of a Chilcat tunic, we are going to make one of those with real Chilcat warp, hand spun with cedar bark in it. And we're going to wrap those by hand. You can take home your own zipper pull.
Is this something that they might actually complete tomorrow? Or is it something you learn and then you take home to finish?
This is something that you will be able to complete. We're hoping to have 10 or 12 people make them at the same time. We're going to do a little walkabout. I will have a video playing silently, so it's on a loop. You can watch and learn. I'll have a little bit of some visual support aids, and I'll even have, like, the best zipper pull you can make and the, oh, don't do all of those things, worst zipper pull you could make, so as a, like, tangible example, so you can touch and feel those to really, you know what you're aiming for. pretty exciting.
And I'm thinking, Lily, making these zipper pulls in one night, how long does it take you to make an actual Chilkat robe?
1,700 hours. Wow. And we're going to spend maybe 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes working on a tiny little wrapped pull. So come on down. Also, you'll be able to see my Chilkat blanket in progress. It'll be hanging as our backdrop, and you can ask questions about that if you'd like. It's not every day you get to see a Chilkat blanket in progress, so if you haven't seen one or you want to see where I'm at, myself and hopefully Ricky Tagabin will be there because he's been working on the robe with me. So should be fun. Make some little zipper pulls, and they're like take home a bit of Alaskan art.
Kindred Post, what time?
From 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right. Where are we going after that, Deanna?
Oh, we might come back to the Jack. They are having their 20-year retrospective in the gallery. Wearable art, I should say. I'm sorry, Jack. The wearable art 20-year retrospective. And that's just coming up next week, too, the actual joie de vivre-themed wearable art extravaganza.
Okay.
Yeah. And tomorrow you're going to have Jackie Manning from the museum on.
Yep.
And I'm just briefly going to say that it's a Women of Vision exhibit celebrating the 19th Amendment. So they're going to have some works by local Alaskan female artists. And thank you, Jackie Manning. I am in good company. There will be a photograph of mine that they bought in 2012 from the Alaska Positive exhibit. So they are going to have work by Kay Parker, Mary Ellen Frank, Sue Craft, Jane Terzis, Samuela Samniego, and those women who've gone before, Dale Darmond, Anna Clanot Katzik, Raymond Yose, Sharon Lobaugh, and a woman I haven't heard of, but Jeannie Werner.
Okay. Deanna, you have an image in the show.
I have an image in the show.
So among other things, you're a photographer.
And I guess I'm a weaver now, too,
Lily, how would you describe her as an artist?
She is truly a woman of vision. Anytime I'm like, oh, does this work? Does that work? How do you see this? She's like, I got vision,
It's kind of funny because we would joke. She'd say, how do you do that? And I'd say, I got vision. And then like a month ago, I see the poster for the exhibit and it says Women of Vision. And then like 2 days later, or no, that same day, it was the first Friday in December, I think, Jackie comes over and she goes, hey, Deanna, guess what? Your photograph's going to be included. And I'm like, say what? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, but you don't understand. You would joke about me being a woman of vision. So now I think that should be my title, Deanna Lampe, Woman of Vision.
Legit,
yes.
Legit title.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the Alaska State Museum, you can go see these other women of vision along
yes.
with Deanna Lampe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is all Friday night, our February 1st Friday.
That's
sure
it.
Is. And the Alaska State Museum does a free admission on Fridays.
Right.
So, pretty cool.
Very cool. We still have a couple minutes. Should we keep going through Friday or
sure.
take a look at Saturday?
What go do, for it.
Where are
we
going?
Can go to Saturday. Oh, Saturday, there's so many opportunities to get the last-minute thing for your loved one. For your kids, you should check out Kindred Post and their latest post on Instagram about the kid things to get for your kids. Because don't leave your kids out of Valentine's Day, right? Get them something. It's an excuse to keep buying cool stuff for your kids. But if you don't want to get things for your children, or if you do, go to Kindred Post. But we also have the Sweetheart Saturday Market at the Jack with local vendors, foods and jams and artisans selling their wares. And that is 11 to 3 on Saturday at the Jack. And then if you're out in the valley and you don't want to come downtown, there's the Handcrafts and Market out in the Mendenhall Mall from 11 to 4. And if you don't make it out early, you can come down to the Amalga Distillery for the Maker's Market that they're having down at the distillery from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And that's always a really good time.
Couple more seconds, Scott?
Yeah.
Mudrooms. Someday I must mudroom. At Northern Light United Church, 7 storytellers, 7 stories, 7 minutes each, $7 at the door. Proceeds going to Music Matters. This month, it is Unexpected Stories of Surprise and Unexpected Outcome.
All right.
And that's Tuesday next week.
Is that Tuesday?
It is.
I thought it was tomorrow.
The 11th. Is that what it says?
Oh, no.
We're following our pages.
Oh, my goodness. That's
Tuesday,
right.
The 11th.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday, the 11th at 7.
Mm-hmm.
mudrooms.
Okay. Jumping forward a little. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one last thing I'd say is I'm lamenting I'm not going on Friday or Saturday night, but Saints of Failure by Ryan Conroe is playing at the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church both Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. And Ryan has been a longtime artist in the community. He is coming home to share some of his work, and it's always a joy to watch what he's creating.
All right, you two. Well, that just about takes us up almost to the hour. It's been so nice having you on the show. Deanna Lampe and Lily Hope on the show for Arts Up. Thank you so much.
See you in 2 weeks, dude.
Sounds good. And remind us where we can find the list that you were just looking at.
At www.jahc.org.